of the Sussex County Land Trust regarding a piece of property that has been identified and requested for County Council's consideration to participate in the acquisition of this property. Once we have the presentation by the Land Trust members, we'll turn it back over to Council for any questions, and then I've asked Ms. Jennings to have information available for you related to the funding source for this request. And then ultimately, Mr. President, if you would like to take a vote on this today, if you feel prepared to do so, we have a motion for your consideration. So I would invite Mr. Chura and Mr. Kenton to come forward, and we've got the information that you have provided us up on the screen, and the floor is yours. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, members of council. My name is Casey Kenton. I'm a lifelong Sussex Countyan. I'm also the chairman of the Sussex County Land Trust. I'm here this morning with Mark Chura, who's our executive director. Mark and I have somewhat spearheaded this project for the past year. Just a quick history on the Sussex County Land Trust for the audience. This partnership was formed with Sussex County Council back in 2001. And since the Land Trust inception, the partnership has preserved nearly 6,000 acres in Sussex County. Just to reiterate our mission, we are a nonprofit conservation organization dedicated to protecting natural, cultural, agricultural, and recreational resources through land preservation, stewardship, education for today and tomorrow. Over the past 17 years, this partnership has been responsible for some numerous noteworthy projects. A couple of them I'll mention, the Cannon Maston House over in Seaford, and the land of which the Southern Delaware Botanical Garden sits down in Dagsboro. We also have a history of leveraging this partnership with other partnerships, which is the reason we're here today. So today we're here to request the county's participation in another land use or conservation opportunity. The history of this project dates back to 2010, when DelDOT announced that they would be decommissioning the Lewis to Georgetown rail line and replacing it with a rail trail running from Lewis to Georgetown. So based on this, our concept and vision was if we could find a location suitable for a trail head somewhere around the halfway point between Lewis and Georgetown, we thought it would be a worthy of preservation and recreation opportunity. So fast forward to today, just to educate everyone, the rail trail from Savannah Road to the Lewis or to the Georgetown Little League Park is roughly 13 miles. So ideally we were looking for something around the Harbison area to identify for this trail head. And for the past 5 years, we've identified multiple properties along this journey. Councilman Cole, Councilman Burton have been along on a couple site visits, and we've basically ruled out a few possibilities, but we found what we believe is an ideal opportunity for our vision. This property is 30.6 acres. It's located at the southwest intersection of Route 9 and Cool Spring Road. It's also located 5.7 miles east of the Savannah Road intersection in Lewis, so roughly around the halfway point. It also has 1,500 feet of linear frontage along the proposed rail trail. It is currently zoned AR1 and it's mostly cleared. So we think it's an ideal location for a trailhead along this proposed rail trail. It's also surrounded by thousands of rooftops, both to the east and west in established developments. And it has great visibility on Route 9, both east and westbound lane. Prior to coming here today, we've secured several other partnerships to leverage our investment. And Mark's going to highlight a few of those partnerships that we've secured to date. We do have a ratified contract in place with the seller, and I do want to mention that this property was in danger of being developed. So we think it checks all our boxes, it meets our criteria, and we think it's worthy of preservation and recreation. It really meets our objectives. Mark's going to talk a little bit about the sustainability of the project, the vision, and the timelines. Mark?
Good morning, members of council, staff, those of you in the audience. As Casey mentioned, I'd like to focus my remarks on some of the specifics of this property. Also note that it has been 10 years since the trust has been before you to partner on preservation of open space, so we're glad to be here. Before I get into the specifics, though, I'd like to put this property within a broader context, because even though it's only 30-some acres, it is, in fact, in my opinion, one of the more important and more strategic investments in what has been a 25-year effort to create a broad swath of publicly accessible open space between Rehoboth, Lewis, and Georgetown. And I should mention that that initiative did not start out as an open space initiative. It started out as a trail initiative. And the intent was to build a trail between Lewis and Rehoboth along the water through Gordon's Pond. As many of you know, that had been talked about in the 70s and in the 80s, but it wasn't until 1993 that the first section of that trail from the entrance to Cape Henlopen State Park to the bathhouse was actually done. I worked for state parks at that time. I managed the construction and acquisition programs. So I'm going to talk about we for a second, but when we built that, the intent was to take that to Rehoboth. We got to the bathhouse, we started to Fort Miles, and then we ran into some controversy. There was a lot of debate, public debate, about the intent and the extent of that trail system, so the decision was to do a master plan. And so that was done. The Nature Conservancy participated in that in terms of examining all the natural resources of the park, and something very important came out of that study. What was recognized, and we didn't know it at the time, was that a lot of the very fragile and unique natural communities, ecosystems in Cape Henlopen State Park were protected not just by the acreage of the park itself, but by several thousand acres of land on the other side of the canal, undeveloped land, but in private hands. So work then began to acquire those lands through the 90s and into the early 2000s. By the time that was done, around 2003, the park doubled in size. Cape Henlopen now is 5,400 acres plus, the largest state park in the state of Delaware. Those new lands also provided a new way to get from Lewis to Rehoboth. So by early 2004, the trail had been developed from West Rehoboth over to Wolf Neck, to where the treatment plant is, and with that, the first trailhead was built for this new trail system. So now fast forward over the next 10 years, no open space was added to that, but the trail was further developed. There were connections within the park, closer to Lewis, and most importantly, the long-desired trail between Lewis and Rehoboth, the Gordon's Pond Trail, was done. It was developed, and I would ask, remember, how many people here have been on that trail from? I mean, that is a spectacular trail. So it made what was once a nice trail into something really very regionally important, and it created a 16-mile loop trail from Lewis to Rehoboth, which thousands of people now bike or walk on a daily basis. Looking over the last 4 or 5 years, and Casey mentioned some of this, the state then focused its attention on going from Lewis to Georgetown. This new trail, rail trail, was built from the canal up to Savannah Road, and now it's intended to go. It's about ready to start to go to Minas Conaway. But the trust during this period of time was looking, as Casey mentioned, for an opportunity to add open space to this corridor. This property, and Casey mentioned it, I think we have a slide for it too. Yeah. So there's been a lot of discussion on the trail going from Georgetown to Lewis. This piece gives us the opportunity to create that third, that's perfect right there, that third western trailhead that's vital to this, but it also creates the opportunity for future close-to-home recreational opportunities for residents between Georgetown and Lewis, west of Route 1. So this is some forward thinking on behalf of the trust and our partners to get this piece in place now while it's still available. I'd like to talk about the finances of this property. The purchase price of this property is $787,250. Now, that is below the appraised value of this property, which is $845,000. In working with the owners, they agreed to a bargain sale, approximately 7%, and about a little over $50,000 price reduction. So they've got skin in the game. In its September meeting, the Open Space Council, and I think Chairman John Schroeder is here. I want to thank John and members of the Open Space Council. They committed $250,000 of state open space monies toward the acquisition of this parcel. There is another state grant which has been confirmed. It hasn't been announced yet, so I won't steal their thunder, but that grant will be just under $84,000 towards this property. So that leaves, for acquisition purposes, about $450,000 that we need to get this property settled, and that's our request before you today for $450,000. But I think it's important for you to know that this is not just, we've not looked at this as just an acquisition project. We've always looked at this as an acquisition and development project. How do we acquire this land and get it open for public use? On the development side, the trust is committing $250,000 of its funding to help develop this property, to go through the engineering design and construction. In addition to that, DelDOT has committed to help with this project. As Casey mentioned, there's a portion of the trail now that goes along the edge of this property. They have agreed that when we site the parking lot for the trailhead, they will connect a stub trail, they will build a stub trail from that parking lot to connect to the new Lewis Georgetown trail. They estimate the value of that contribution to be about $600,000. So we look at this as, at this point, a $1.6 million acquisition and development project. We're asking council for approximately 25% or so of that total amount. And another way to look at this is that the money that council invests in this will be leveraged three times over with other state monies and private money as well. So we're very excited about the opportunities that this brings. Lastly on this, I'd like to talk about timing. Under our contract, we need to have all of our funds in place for this property by the end of this month. We need to settle on this property before the end of this calendar year. It's very important for tax purposes for the seller, and as Casey mentioned, there's a lot of folks that are kind of hot for this, so we need to settle on it this calendar year. Our intent, assuming we're successful with acquisition, is we will then launch the trust and our partners into a design and engineering for what we would see the first phase of development for this parcel, and that would be, it's fairly modest. It's an access road into this, a parking lot for the trailhead, restrooms, pavilion, and other bike-related amenities. That would be the first phase. So we'll get into design and engineering of that. DelDOT has, over the course of this discussion on this project, accelerated and really firmed up their commitment to this project. And I want to thank members of council and Todd for helping to get DelDOT along that route. They have committed now to start design to connect the trail to and through this property starting in 2022 with construction to follow. So the year after this property is acquired, design and engineering will go towards developing the amenities on site. We'll consider advanced discussions we've had with other third parties who are interested in putting other public recreational facilities on here. They're in very early stages, but we have had interest from third parties, and similar to what was done at the Botanic Gardens, if we bring other partners into this, they would take on certain levels of management responsibility. As it stands now, the amenities that we plan to put in as part of the trailhead would be completely managed by the trust. We are not asking for any county contribution for the management of this property. With that, I think I would conclude my remarks, and Todd, turn it back to you and council for questions.
Awesome. Questions for council?
Questions, council. So what kind of trailer are you talking about here?
The trail that is between Lewis to Georgetown is a paved trail, 10 feet wide, accessible, and multi-use.
So who's going to use it? Horses? Or is it going to be a bike trail?
It's a bike and walking, cyclists, walkers, skateboarders.
So you think there'll be a lot of people walking this trail, do you?
Well, what'll end up happening, this trail, when you take all of it together between Georgetown, Lewis, to Rehoboth, is over 31 miles. It will be the largest or the longest trail in the state of Delaware. And, you know, with all due respect to some of the new trails that have been opened in Newcastle County recently, my opinion, hands down, is the finest trail in the state. And it's a huge economic ecotourism engine for the entire Sussex County.
Are you planning on people getting out of their cars at Harbison and walking on down to Lewis?
There will be, you would be surprised how far people walk. I can't say.
I would be surprised.
But I suspect more people would be biking than walking. But what ends up happening with trail systems like this nationally, once you get over 15 miles, it no longer is kind of a day use kind of thing. It becomes more of a regional destination, and folks will come here and spend several days on the trail.
Will I be able to use my golf cart on this trail?
No.
I have to have some of our way to get around and walk down this trail or ride down this trail.
We'll work with you on that.
Okay.
Any more questions to council?
No, I'm good.
Lawson?
Yeah, I know that Mr. Burton and Mr. Cole serve on the land trust representing the county council, and I believe are in support of this recommendation.
Yes, we are.
I am.
Yeah, I just for the public, this process has been going on a long time. We really looked at this piece of property, and there wasn't a lot of support for this piece of property until the rail to trail really became a realism. And then the plan was originally to bring the trail to Minas Conaway and then just stop. And they were going to get back to us with their next plan, and which really killed this project. So the land trust, along with Mr. Lawson, went back to DelDOT and said, "Look, we're willing to do this, but you guys got to bring the trail from Minas Conaway to Sweetbriar to this interchange in a more timely fashion and a date that we could lock on to." And we've received commitment correspondence that is going to happen in 2022. And, you know, we're in 2019. All the tracks have been pulled up. And I'm in full support of this. I'm in full support of the land trust doing what they do. I think this is a great way to leverage the money. There's five agencies that are coming along with us. This is a great partnership, and I support this endeavor.
Cole, everything okay?
No, I think Mr. Burton said enough.
Anything else from council?
Yes, Mike. Just two
Mark,
things.
All of them.
Just first and foremost, you mentioned the contract is ratified. I presume it's contingent upon this council, their decision, I'm going to presume. I would hope so.
The contract is, as well as the state commitments. That's
okay.
Correct.
Just one clarify.
Yes.
Being that Mr. Cole's retiring, can we name this Cole Park?
I'll second that.
A new council should consider that one. That way he doesn't have to recuse himself.
I
think for the benefit of the public also, Mike, I would like to have Gina explain the land trust and how it's funded. I think it's relevant for this discussion because it's been 10 years since we've done this. Would you mind?
Sure, absolutely. So in 2002, the council adopted an ordinance to partner with the land trust and has been putting money aside since then. And there is money put away from prior year surpluses, and we also have money in the budget this year to help with this kind of purchase. So there's money there, it's in the budget, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Go ahead. Anything else from council? Everybody's good? I will just remind everybody, so if it's public aware of this, because this is the money we're spending from our land trust that we set aside, this vote does require a 4/5 approval, not a simple majority. So
that is correct.
Read your motion, please.
Sure. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the disbursement of $450,000 to the Sussex County Land Trust to assist with the purchase of approximately 30.67 acres located in the corner of Route 9, Cool Spring Road, tax ID 235-31.00-10.00, for the preservation of open space and public access of the property.
Pleasure, Council.
Make that motion, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion?
Who's going to maintain this park for us?
The Land Trust.
Land Trust.
Not the county.
You're going to take care of cutting grass.
That's correct.
Okay.
We welcome volunteers.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
It's been 10 years, I know, since you've been here before, and I think this is a very good use of tax dollars with regard to public access to public property. So I think in the end, I think it's a great location. I do like the vision. Let's all bring it back together, right? And I would commend you for your efforts, so I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of this application for several reasons. Number one, we need to preserve any open space that makes sense and is right, and I applaud this group for going forward with that, because as we all know, land is getting a little harder to come by, so I think we got to do that. And the partnerships that you guys have garnished makes this just a win-win for everybody. So my vote is in favor.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor because I think that I'm hoping the land will be rented out to farmers, be preserved, really preserved. That way you won't have to pay for cutting grass.
You're a yes vote, correct?
Yes, sir.
Just making sure of that.
In favor, that's yes.
Just making sure of that. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons as others.
Two got four. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you all.
Lawson.
Thank you. Last item for me, Administrator's Report for November 13, 2018, item number one. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet November 19th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex in Georgetown, Delaware. Gina Schoenberg, Deputy Attorney General, Delaware Consumer Protection Unit, will be speaking on fraud and scams at Target Seniors. The Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss planning for the conference scheduled for May 9th, 2019. A copy of that agenda is also attached. Item 2, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 2018 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 194 troopers assigned in Sussex County for the month of October. Item 3, it's with sadness we note the passing of County Pensioner Douglas Stewart on Tuesday, October 30th. Mr. Stewart began his career with Sussex County in January 2001 and retired from the engineering department as a project engineer in January 2009 with 8 years of service. We would like to extend our condolences to the Stewart family. Item 4, please note the council will not meet on Tuesday, November 20th during the week of Thanksgiving. County offices will be closed Thursday, November 22nd and Friday, November 23rd for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen Monday, November 26th at 8:30 a.m. and the next council meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 27th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Burton.